Albert's first flight. With a fish in his beak, a red-billed gull named Simon alighted next to a nest. Sitting inside the nest was a bird many times his own size. The bird was Albert the albatross. Albert couldn't fly, and even walking was a clumsy affair. All the red-billed gulls on the island regarded him with great curiosity, especially Simon, who often came to chat and play with Albert. Simon was the same age as Albert, but he had learned to fly much earlier than his friend. Simon would often fly to the far side of the island to play by the seashore. Albert was terribly envious of Simon.
"If only I could fly," he sighed. "How I wish I could see what the far side of the island is like."
Every morning at sunrise, Albert would go to a higher, windier place to practice flying. He tried everything he could think of, but after many, many tries, he still couldn't fly. One day, as he was out walking, Albert tripped and fell. Some red-billed gulls by the roadside said,
"Albert will never learn to fly. His wings are too heavy."
"That's too bad," they said. "If he can't fly, then he can't fish. He'll starve for sure."
"Yeah, what's he gonna do?"
"That poor guy. Oh, dear me.
It's so sad. What a pity."
Albert felt very sad after he heard this. No one saw Albert around for a long time. Albert looked at the shadow he cast on the boulder next to him. He hated his huge, ungainly wings. He plucked out some of his wing feathers with his beak. He tried not to cry, but it was no use. The tears streamed down his face. A flock of twittering red-billed gulls that were playing in the grass nearby took to the air. Albert hid behind the boulder, hoping they wouldn't hear him sobbing. Just then, a gust of sea wind scooped up Albert's feathers, which then appeared to follow the red-billed gulls into the distance. One day, a group of red-billed gulls were going out to play. Simon flew over to Albert's side and said excitedly,
"Hey, Albert, there's a really spooky cave on the far side of the island. Let's go check it out."
Albert wanted to go, but if he couldn't fly, how was he going to get there? Simon urged his friend, saying,
"It's so awesome there. If you don't go, you'll regret it."
Albert really wanted to go. He readily agreed.
"Okay, I'm going. Even if I have to hop there."
Albert walked and walked and walked until his legs felt like jelly, but he still wouldn't give up. Further and further he went, right over the edge of a ravine.
"Simon, I'll never be able to fly." "Don't worry, Albert. Every bird picks it up sooner or later."
Simon tried to console him, but Albert felt like he would be the one bird that would never pick it up.
"Actually, flying is easy, Albert. Come on, I'll teach you."
Simon flew to the top of a big rock. He spread his wings and whoosh! He landed on the ground. Albert got up on the rock, but he soon lost his balance and fell to the ground with a loud thump. Simon displayed his impressive flying skills over and over. Albert watched intently. Then suddenly, Albert jumped up. He felt as though he had found the answer. Albert practiced like never before. Gradually, he could flap his wings faster, and his movements became more coordinated.
It's easier to flap my wings now!
He cried out joyfully. Just then, it began to rain. The rain turned into a downpour, and then a violent storm. Creatures all over the island scrambled for shelter, terrified. Simon struggled to reach his friend.
Albert!
He called out.
Quick! Run for shelter! The wind is too...
But before Simon could finish his sentence, he was carried away by a great gust of wind. In a panic, Albert chased after him. But another mighty gust sent Albert tumbling over the cliff. The wind howled fiercely. Struggling with all his might, Albert flipped and whirled and flapped his wings like crazy. Suddenly, his feet stopped flailing about. The same storm that had attacked him so savagely was now the force lifting him upward. Albert was flying. He rode on the wind, climbing higher and higher. Albert rose up above the dark storm into the blinding sunlight. He felt very small indeed in this vast new world. He spread his wings wide and began to glide. His small island vanished in the distance. The great wind had already carried Albert far, far away. He soared over the fjord. He sailed over sandy deserts. Albert glided for a long, long time and never felt tired. His long, long wings enabled him to fly high and fast and ever so gracefully. In his travels, Albert covered most of the globe and saw many incredible sights. But throughout it all, he missed Simon and the mysterious cave. Albert flew back to his familiar little island. As he drew near the far side of the island, he slowed down. Just ahead was the place that once filled him with so much excitement and curiosity.
Wow! The spooky cave! The place I always wanted to go!
Albert could hardly contain his excitement. A flock of red-billed gulls were playing near the entrance of the cave. Albert was thrilled to see Simon there, too. There were so many things to tell him. As Albert flew over to join his friend, the warm sunshine caressed his smiling face and illuminated the beautiful far side of the island.